Throughout the Bible, Jerusalem has been a symbol for the church. Abraham offered his son Isaac on Mount Moriah, where the city was later built. David bought the threshing floor where the altar of the temple was placed. Jesus died outside the gates and rose again from the tomb outside the city walls. Jerusalem rejected God and was restored. It was destroyed and rebuilt. The people disappointed God and will, on the last day, be his delight. Isaiah wrote, "I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and a sinner 100 years old shall be accursed." The new recreated Jerusalem has no room for evil, for disasters, for death, for the suffering caused by sin. Christ paid the price of sin by his death and resurrection. He destroyed death by rising again. His resurrection foreshadows our own resurrection, our own eternal life. While we await the new recreated Jerusalem, while the church longs for the coming of her bridegroom, we are assured that God keeps his promises. This vision of Isaiah agrees with the vision of St. John in Revelations, and agrees with the words of Jesus Christ as he taught his disciples. In the meantime, we do not deny the reality of suffering and death, but do not recognize it as being final. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in Jesus for our redemption and in the promises given through his prophets and apostles. Amen.